Chapter 19. Rachel. Early afternoon, Sunday, 18th of August, 2013. I ring the doorbell. No one answers, so I go down the side of the house and climb over the fence into the garden. Anna's sitting on the terrace with Evie on her knee. She stands up, holding the child close to her.
What do you want?
I don't understand why she isn't shouting at me. Where's Tom? I ask. He's spending the day with some old army friends. We need to go, Anna, I say calmly, and she laughs.
Why would I go anywhere with you? She says.
Anna, have you ever met any of Tom's army friends? I ask. Have you ever met his parents?
No,
she says. But we've been busy with Evie and trying to move on from the past. You know why I'm here, I say. You know that something has been going on.
We sit down together on the terrace. We talk.
I never met any of his friends or his parents either, I tell her. He lies. He lies about everything.
Yes, he's good at lying, she says. When we were meeting up and having sex, you never suspected a thing.
But what about Megan? I say quietly. I know, she says. They had an affair. She looks upset. She's holding Evie tighter to her.
Anna, they had an affair, nothing more. That doesn't mean that he killed her.
Don't say that, she shouts, and she stands up and carries Evie away from me, down the garden. I quietly follow her.
Megan was pregnant when she died, I tell her. Do you think the baby was Tom's?
What did you say?
She looks shocked. She cries, and I let her. Then I put my hand on her arm, but she pulls herself away.
Anna, pack a bag. We really have to go now.
I'm not going anywhere, she says. He's had an affair, but it's not the first time, is it? I'm not leaving him.
This isn't just about the affair, Anna, I tell her. Calmly, slowly. She got into the car with him that night. I saw her. At first, I thought she was you, but I remember it clearly now. It was her.
She doesn't say anything, but the tears come. She's beginning to understand. Then I notice something move a little behind her. It's him. He's standing at the kitchen window, watching us.
She runs into the house the moment she sees him. I follow more slowly, stopping just outside the open doors.
Tom comes towards me.
Rachel, what are you doing here? Are you drunk?
He asks. But I can see in his eyes that he knows I haven't been drinking.
I saw you, I say at last. You think I don't remember it, but I do. I saw you. After you hit me, you left me there, in the underpass.
He shakes his head and laughs, as though I'm drunk and crazy. But I see him differently now. I can see the panic in his eyes.
She got into the car with you.
I watched you go, I say.
What?
Tom says, and laughs sarcastically.
Megan got into the car with you.
What rubbish,
he says.
Last time you told me you saw Anna getting into the car. Now it's Megan. Who's it going to be next week? The Queen?
He laughs loudly. He turns to Anna.
It's okay, darling. All of this is lies. She's trying to get me into trouble. You know what she's like. She drinks and makes things up. I haven't even seen Megan since she worked for us.
Anna stares at him, then speaks very quietly.
Don't lie to me, Tom. I found the phone. I know you were sleeping with Megan.
Evie starts to cry, and Tom takes her from Anna.
Okay, Anna, so you want the truth, he says. You were tired all the time. Everything was about the baby, and you weren't interested in sex. And Megan was there, and she wanted it.
We used to meet secretly at the Swan Hotel. It was
Well, you remember what it's like, don't you? Because at the beginning, we used to meet in secret like that, didn't we? And he laughs, coldly. I look at Anna. She's holding on to the table tightly, staring down, tears running down her face. Were you having sex with Megan while she was working here? While she was looking after our daughter? Says Anna, with anger in her voice. I'm sorry, Tom says. It was wrong. But of course I didn't know about the baby she killed then. I wouldn't have let her look after Evie if I had. Anna jumps to her feet and shouts, Give Evie to me! Give her to me, now! But Tom moves away, turning his back on Anna and trying to calm the baby. Anna's still shouting, so I take hold of her arm and pull her outside. Anna, I whisper to her, I need you to keep him busy for a few minutes so I can call the police. She takes a deep breath and seems to understand what I'm saying. She goes back inside. I turn and start to walk down the garden. I look over my shoulder. They're still there in the kitchen. I take my phone out and try to call the emergency number 999. I'm so nervous that I don't get it right the first time. I'm trying again when his foot hits me hard at the bottom of my back and I fall forward across the grass. The phone flies from me, and when I look up, he has it in his hand. Grabbing me tightly by the arm, he leads me back to the house. He pushes me inside the double doors, closes and locks them behind us, and throws the key onto the kitchen table. I see Anna standing next to him, and I wonder then, did she tell him I was going to call the police? We all sit down and Tom says, Now, Rachel, what am I going to do with you?